Welcome back. You're listening to the Healthy Aging Show. When did you start hearing about the popularity of vitamin D? It seems like this has just all of a sudden become the vitamin of the year.
It's an explosion.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And the Institute of Medicine released a report that recommends tripling the amount of vitamin D most Americans should take to 600 international units from 200 that was previously set in 1997.
Right, so that's 13 years. A lot has changed, and certainly a lot of publicity.
It really has. When you look at it, vitamin D supplements have soared from $40 million sold in 2001 to $425 million last year.
Perhaps part of this is that we just don't go out in the sun anymore. I don't know.
Well, I think
that's
part of it, because you've got the reluctance of people to go out in the sun because of the fear of getting skin cancer, or using a lot of sunscreen, and they're not getting that absorbing quality of the sun, or they live someplace where they, like we live in the Northeast, we don't get out into the sun during the winter months unless you ski.
And I think there's been so much attention now drawn to this. Everyone's been adding the vitamin D tests to their blood work in general, I think, with your annual physicals.
Well, that's
what
the doctors are starting to do. Many doctors are adding that as a screen in the physicals of their patients. But hundreds of new studies have also linked low vitamin D levels to a higher risk of a slew of chronic health problems that include heart disease, stroke, diabetes, prostate, breast, and colon cancers, autoimmune diseases, infections, depression, and cognitive decline. However, the National Academy of Sciences said that there wasn't enough evidence to prove that low vitamin D causes such chronic diseases. It based its new recommendations solely on the needs to maintain strong bone health.
Yeah, that's where I've always been introduced to it.
You know, the evidence for bone health is compelling, consistent, and gives strong evidence of cause and effect, says Patsy Brannon, who's a professor at Cornell University.
Now, the new recommendations, which cover the U.S. and Canada, call for the 600 IUs daily for infants through adults age 70, and 800 IUs after age 71.
Right.
Oh, so you get more if you're a little bit older.
And they assume that most people are getting minimal sun exposure, given rising concern over skin cancer, and as we said, living someplace where you don't get that much vitamin D.
The panel also raised the acceptable upper limit of daily intake to 4,000 IUs for adults from 2000.
Right. And one thing that they said was that those levels do not take into account vitamin D from food sources, but only a few, such as salmon and mackerel, contain much naturally.
Okay, now milk fortified with vitamin D contains about 40 IUs per cup.
Which means that you've got to be drinking a lot of milk.
Next to a dairy farm.
Exactly.
That's quite a bit.
The panel said that they dismiss concerns that many Americans and Canadians are vitamin D deficient, noting that there is no scientifically validated level that's considered optimum. And right away, you've got those that feel opposite to that. There are the advocates who took exception to what was found.
So we have to start out with getting our blood work done. And prior to that, taking any steps really by reading and studying and in moderation, right?
Yes.
And eating well.
And I think that this article is kind of well balanced, because what we were talking about before we were recording, that panel was also concerned about what they called emerging evidence of concern about possible ill effects of too much vitamin D. Risks of kidney and heart damage noted with vitamin levels of 10,000 IUs per day. And Dr. Brannon had been cited as saying that they had seen higher death from pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer, and other causes in men whose blood levels were above 50 nanograms per milliliter. But on the other side, a Dr. Hollick was quoted as saying that he recommends that adults take 2,000 to 3,000 IUs per day, and that he had done studies where he had given subjects 50,000 IUs twice a month for 6 years and seen no harmful effects. So there's both sides to the coin, but it does appear that vitamin D is becoming a very useful thing. It is actually a hormone that affects virtually every organ in the body and regulates as many as 2,000 genes. I never knew that.
That was one of the nicest facts of this entire article.
Really?
You took the key line right out of the whole article, Dennis.
All right.
That is a very good reason to be involved with it.
Okay. Since we started the Healthy Aging Show 6 years ago, we've had hundreds of recordings that we have saved of our shows, and we are putting those up to our relaunched website, thehealthyagingshow.com, along with hundreds of articles and topics that will assist you in ferreting out information about topics that are of concern to you or of interest. And merely going to the site, thehealthyagingshow.com, clicking on A to Z, or using our search block will get you to a lot of very useful information, as well as listening to some of your favorite shows. If you have suggestions for topics that you'd like to hear, give us a call at 203-629-5029 or at dennis@thehealthyagingshow.com. We hope that you had a good week. Have a better week. We'll see you next week.